track three, and here are our headline stories. From the Mid-Devon, Tynmouth rower sets off to conquer the Atlantic. A Tynmouth water sports instructor has set off on the arduous World's Toughest Row Atlantic Challenge. Tim Cox, who has been training transatlantic rowers for many years, left La Gomera in the Canary Islands with his friend Andy Purvis on Wednesday, December the 11th. This is a day earlier than expected, but still within the start window, Tim said. It's all about the weather conditions. The pair hope to complete the gruelling 3,000-mile crossing to Nelson's Dockyard in Antigua in around 40 to 50 days. Over the past week, Tim and Andy have been plotting their navigation courses, getting their gear inspected and checked by race officials, and preparing and loading their boat, a 7.3-metre fiberglass Rannoch adventure boat. Tim is no stranger to the challenge and has been providing safety instruction and weather routing services to participants in the world's toughest row since 2012 through Sea Sports Southwest, the Tynmouth-based water sports company he runs with his wife Sue. After 17 years based on Tynmouth's Back Beach, Sea Sports Southwest closed the doors to its quayside premises earlier this year as the couple planned to focus on the specialist ocean rowing and shore-based training side of the business. Tim has trained around 60% of the ocean rowers who have ever taken part in the world's toughest row. Tim and Andy will take it in turns to row with 2 hours on and 2 hours off, although the 2 hours off won't always be for resting. There will be maintenance tasks to complete, as well as refueling the body with food. As well as overcoming a challenge completed by fewer people than have climbed Mount Everest, the pair hope to raise £50,000 for charity. Apart from the challenge of learning to face backwards in a boat, Tim jokes that he's normally used to facing forward. The pair agree that capsizing is likely to be the scariest part of the trip. But if it's not scary, then what's the point of doing it? Andy stated. However, the isolation, seeing the stars in the sky at night, being a speck in the ocean, and seeing wildlife like whales, dolphins, and turtles will make it. I want to enjoy it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Both agree that the trip is likely to change them. I think we'll see life differently because we will have spent so long out in the middle of the ocean. I think we'll appreciate life more, said Andy.
Banking is back in town. Much-needed banking facilities are available in Tynmouth Town Centre once again, thanks to a new banking hub. The new banking hub, located appropriately enough in Bank Street, opened its doors to customers last Friday. It is now one of six hubs across Devon, providing an essential lifeline for customers of all major banks who will be able to withdraw cash, deposit and pay in cheques, utility bills and cheque account balances. Registered business customers will also be able to collect change. In addition, it offers a community banker service where customers can talk to their own bank in a private space about more complicated matters on the day that their bank is represented in the hub. The facility will be open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. The community banker schedule is Monday NatWest, Tuesday HSBC, Wednesday Lloyds, Thursday Santander and Friday Lloyds. The new permanent banking hub replaces a temporary banking hub that's been running in Tynmouth's post office since June, when the town's last bank, Lloyds, closed. Tynmouth was chosen to receive a banking hub after Link, the UK's cash access and cash machine network, identified the need for enhanced cash deposit services following the bank branch closures in the town. Including Tynmouth, there are currently six banking hubs open across Devon at Axminster, Brixham, Dartmouth, Dawlish and Sidmouth. In Dawlish, the service is provided at a temporary hub in the Strand Centre until Cash Access can secure a permanent premises in the town. The new hub is owned by Cash Access UK, a not-for-profit company funded by 10 high street banks. Its services are operated by the post office. However, within the Tynmouth Banking Hub, it is only post-banking services and not a full post office service that will be available, a Cash Access UK spokesman confirmed. Cash Access secured the Bank Street premises in the summer and has spent the last few months fitting out the hub.
Volunteers wade in to clear brook. Work is now underway to restore what is generally regarded as the jewel in the crown of Dawlish. Volunteers are now being trained to carry out work to reverse what campaigners have described as a decade of neglect for Dawlish Brook. And people with properties alongside the brook are being reminded about their responsibilities for the stream through the centre of the town that is home to wildlife, including the famous black swans. More than 2,600 people signed petitions calling on Teignbridge Council to take action, and the newly formed group called Waterways Around Dawlish Environment has organised a public meeting and is seeking more volunteers to assist in the task ahead. Community group The Friends of Dawlish Brook says it's important to keep the brook free of debris and vegetation, not only for tourists, but also to reduce flood risks. Without proper clearance, more properties in the town centre could become susceptible to flooding, and the state of the brook has made it dangerous. The petition said, within living memory, at least one person has fallen into the brook and perished. Supporters say overgrown shrubs and overhanging trees are interfering with the water flow and making the area look shabby and neglected. Bird nesting islands are overgrown and unusable. Lights are missing and the fountain hasn't worked for years. The brook, they say, is in a shocking state with water barely 2 inches deep because of silt in places. Councillor Rosie Dawson told the council's executive committee, "This is not just a river that runs through the town, it's a significant tourist attraction. It's the lifeblood of the town." Some campaigners want to see the brook dredged, but the Environment Agency doesn't recommend it. Councillor Jackie Hook said things had moved on since the petition was handed to the council in October, and work had begun on clearing some debris and overgrown vegetation. A new group called Waterways Around Dawlish Environment has organised a public meeting and is seeking more volunteers.